If your digital clocks are flashing Sunday morning, then Old Faithful still has some issues. But KPU Electric Division Manager Tim McConnell hopes the test will be a seamless switch from hydro to diesel and back again. The problem is they're still not quite sure why the generator didn't work. He says they performed some maintenance on a cylinder that wasn't running quite up to speed and looked at the controls.
Right now we can't really ascertain that there was anything wrong. During the outage that we had on the 18th, we had a lot of voltage fluctuation and a lot of frequency fluctuation, so the machine may well have been performing exactly as the relays and the other safety systems would dictate, but we don't know.
Doubt is not a good thing heading into Ketchikan's fall storm season, which is why the utility scheduled Sunday's test.
The plan is to have our backup generation available at Swan, and we'll also have our backup generator on at Bailey. And if all goes well, we won't even get a bump in the system. It'll just be a smooth transfer, and we won't. And then we'll load it up, and we'll let it cook at its full 9 megawatts or so load, and then we'll migrate back, turn the diesel off, and go back to our normal hydro for the rest of the evening.
If the generator trips off, the backups in place should mean that any resulting outage won't last more than 10 or 15 minutes. And McConnell says personnel will be on scene and poised for action.
And we were able to zero in on any of the specific problems that we weren't able to identify during the outage because so much else was going on.
The 10-megawatt generator tripped a couple times during that June 18th outage, leading to on-again, off-again power for many customers. Utility staff eventually had to double-team the smaller backup generators and ask customers to unplug and turn off electric equipment to reduce the load before power could be stabilized. That five-hour outage started at the Swan Lake Hydroelectric Dam when a switching order came through from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA owns the facility, although KPU operates it. McConnell says the switch was not properly coordinated, and he accepts blame for the error. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.